89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and on the phone with us right now, we have Christopher Titus. He's got a couple of shows coming up in Tacoma and Seattle. He was nice enough to call in this morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing all right. How about yourself?
No, I am up too damn early because I have kids, which is what the show's kind of about. Kids just suck the life out of you till you're old and you look older before you're 40. That's just what I'm saying.
All right.
Sorry, I don't mean to startle you. So tomorrow, tomorrow's my Saturday, right? I have one Saturday. And I just found out this morning my son just comes in. And this is the thing. They just come in and drop bombs on you. Hey, Dad, my soccer game's at 7, so my Saturday is going to be spent getting up at 6 o'clock and getting him ready for soccer. So, yay, don't have kids, people, ever.
So,
well, we also found out, like, tomorrow's your birthday, though, right?
Yeah.
Well, happy early birthday to you.
Thanks, man. On my birthday, I'm going to be yelling at my kid at the soccer field. I'm not that parent. Do I stand out on the field just staring at the good them playing, thinking, God, I hope somebody just breaks a tibia, please? I don't even care if it's my kid. Then we don't have to come back next Saturday. Come on.
I was about to try to lead into that because I remember you saying that before with your daughter.
Oh, it's I can't believe I'm doing it twice. That's a weird thing. And as I say in the show, don't get me wrong, I love my kids because I hate jail.
So, first question we actually have for Dave, our producer, and then Tommy, you actually had a similar question from your friend. Do you have any plans moving forward to revive your old sitcom, whether it's like a Hulu exclusive or like a Netflix exclusive, Yahoo, or anything like that?
We tried. You know, we actually we were in talks with Fox about it, and then at one point they just said, you can't do it, we own it. And I said, no, we don't want you guys to spend any money. You know, we're just going to take it to Netflix or Hulu. And they said, nope. They said, so basically I got told I own my own life. I mean, they own my life.
Which Holy cow. So,
that's messed up.
Yeah, so I'm working on two things right now. We got a movie called Special Unit, which is coming out pretty soon. Due to the Fairness and Disabilities Act, the LAPD has to hire 4 handicapped undercover detectives, and I play Nick Nolte's mugshot. That'll be coming out. Yeah, I'm not kidding. And
I saw the trailer. It looks hilarious.
Yeah, Billy Gardell's in it. Cynthia Watros is in it. And then we're working on 2 other series right now and a reality show. So, you know, everything's going well. And I got my new comedy special, which we're cutting together right now. Let's talk about the shows in Tacoma and Seattle.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was at your last show in Tacoma. My wife got pulled over on the way home for living that Ferrari life.
Oh, yeah, man. I changed the Lamborghini life. You got to live the, you know, that's what I tell people in the show. I'm like, you guys, I mean, people won't tell you, between 1 and 18, a kid's going to cost you $300,000. Do you know what you can get with $300,000? A Lamborghini. Do you know what you can get with a Lamborghini? Anything you want. Pull up to any job with a Lamborghini, what do they say? You're very successful. Go talk to the boss. You're going to get the car office. Dude, if you're driving around a Lamborghini, what chick is sitting next to you? Way out of your league chick. That's who's sitting next to you. She's got a smoking body, money, class. She doesn't like you, but you have a Lamborghini. And you're living the Lamborghini life, driving around, doing what you want, when you want, staying up late and getting up early and not being tired, because you know what a Lamborghini doesn't have? A damn car seat. That's what it doesn't have.
Oh, man.
And then you're driving past parents every day, parents in minivans with ball tires, because Connor needs braces. So I'm just telling you, I'm trying to save some people. You know, we have enough people on the planet. Everyone take a break, have a good life. And then later on, if you want kids and they want the life sucked out of you, go ahead and do that.
Well, nobody wants to go on a 20-year donut run anyway.
Wow, you really did see the show, man. Wow.
Well, that
somebody's
one...
Somebody's a fan and maybe a stalker. I like that.
Well, actually, I have your Angry Pursuit of Happiness DVD, which
that's a good one.
A buddy of mine, you were doing a show in Minneapolis, and he went to go see it, and he bought it for me, and you signed it for me. You actually have my name on it, and he sent it to me. So yeah, I know. I was very touched, and so I love that every little bit with that, and I had to throw that in there.
That one, I wrote Arm the Children in that one. There's two things in that. There are three things that are killer funny in that one. I mean, I think that's all funny, but Arm the Children, which confused some people that owned guns. That day they weren't sure what side I was on. Then I wrote Here's How Life Goes, which is an 18-minute bit about how it's from birth to death, which is like one of my best bits. Comedy Central couldn't put it on because it's 18 minutes long, but it's like a totally inspiring and weirdly soul-crushing at the same time. And then the bit about my father's ED problem is probably one of the weirdest bits I've ever written. But yeah, man, that's a good special. This one just as good. If you come to the special in Tacoma in Seattle, which is next Thursday and Friday, I'm doing Tacoma on Thursday and then Seattle on Friday, If you're a parent, the show is therapy. If you don't have kids, the show is 90 minutes of birth control.
Well, yeah. I don't work Thursday, so.
There you go, man. Okay.
You're in, man. You're on the list already. And by the way, all you guys listening right now, if you have a girlfriend who's not listening and she's always talking about kids, bring her to this show. This will help you out so much.
See, I had an ex who was the complete opposite way. She just like, you want kids? I was like, I could go either way. She's like, good, we're not having any. That's like, all right.
That's kind of how it was with my wife too, because I'm 30, and I still don't have any kids. I love kids, and for a long time I really wanted kids, but now settled down with my wife, and I just realized how happy we are when it's like one of those weekends where neither one of us are working. It's like, let's go to Mount Rainier.
Yeah, right.
We just go to Mount Rainier.
Yeah, you don't need to get a U-Haul trailer to haul around all the kids' strollers and car seats and bags and crap. But the only thing is this. Here's what kids do teach you. They teach you how to not be selfish. But, you know, looking back, I wish I'd have stayed selfish.
Well, actually, speaking of my wife, she had a Facebook post, and I wanted to read it to you because you probably get a kick out of this.
Okay.
And it's about Fox and your show. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, the way she put it, well, when we met you last year, and she mentioned to you how she used to watch her growing up with her dad, and your exact words were, hey, I know a lot about your childhood now.
Yeah.
She posted on Twitter, or not Twitter, on Facebook, because I follow you on Twitter, by the way. So maybe I'm a stalker.
And I apologize for all the crazy rants. Apologies.
Oh, you retweeted me one time, because remember, you know that Trump, that fake Trump meme that's been circulating?
Yeah, which fake one?
The fake time quote.
Okay, right.
Well, you tweeted it, and then you instantly took it down when you realized it was fake, but I posted a Twitter picture with Abraham Lincoln and the quote that said, don't believe
something.
Oh, that was
you?
That was me, yeah.
Yeah, don't believe everything that's on the internet.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln, yeah.
But my wife posted on Facebook, because people were talking about this status update I had about you coming on the show. It says, his show was canceled because he was on Fox, and Fox doesn't know good programming unless it's animated or has a character by the name of Jack Bauer.
Very nice. Very nice. She's sweet. I like your wife a lot, man. But this show's good, man. And you know, when you come to my show, it's not some 45 minutes an hour. I do about almost, this show's almost 2 hours if I do all of it. And then I always meet everybody after the show. I sign stuff, talk to people. I like. And by the way, when you said if you like Norman Rockwell's Bleeding or that show is your favorite show, I know a lot about you because only really damaged people loved that show, and especially Norman Rockwell. When people come up and go, dude, Norman Rockwell's my favorite special, I want to hug them and go, I'm really sorry about your childhood.
Well, and that brings up another topic. My stepmom had never seen any of your specials before, and I had her watch Norman Rockwell's Bleeding. And at the very beginning of the show, when you said, when you've driven your drunk father to mom's parole hearing, what else is there?
Yeah.
She rolled out of the sofa laughing because, as it turned out, when she was 16, she and her mother had to go to her stepfather's parole hearing. They left an hour and a half early because her mom wanted to go bar hopping. And she was completely smashed by the time they got to the courthouse.
Nothing bothers that. That was the whole point about nothing rattles really disabled people. I mean, dysfunctional people. If you, that was the point of it. If you, like, nothing rattles me anymore. You see these people all the time that have had these normal, like, lives. The parents protected them. They blocked their internet. Oh, he didn't get to see anything with the word sex in, even an S. He didn't get to see. We blocked all his channels. He had two channels, PBS and PBS Latino. You know, uno, dos, tres. Kurt and Ernesto. Like, those kids, when it really hits the fan, have no idea what to do. But if you've lived in a house where, you know, every once in a while the cops just showed up, you're just used to it. He just does them nothing bad. That was the whole point. Once you've driven your drunk father to mom's parole hearing, what else is there to be upset about? Nothing's going to throw you. That's great, man. That's cool. That's really funny.
Well,
one would have that. When I wrote that show, you know, when I wrote Norman Rockwell, Seinfeld was the best comic, you know, and at the time, and he was the most famous at the time. And nobody was talking, no one was doing comedy like that. Now everybody talks about their angst, but nobody was doing a show like that. And so people would come to the show, and I talked about my mom's suicide in that show, and I made it, her suicide wasn't funny, but the circumstances around it were.
Right.
And not her, but how we all reacted and stuff, and my dad's funeral and stuff. Some club owners didn't want me back at their clubs. They were like, it's too dark, you're too angry. And then I got a TV show, and they all had to pay double. So it was great, actually. It worked out for me.
So one question we like to ask all of our guests before we get you out of here, and you should have a lot of practice doing this since you have kids. What's your favorite? What's your favorite way to make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. To this point, I'm a big peanut butter guy, but it's got to have chunks of peanuts in it. Like honestly, I could go caveman peanut butter. So I got to go peanut butter, and then I go Elvis with a little layer of bananas, and then I go jelly, raspberry jelly usually.
Raspberry jelly, not a bad choice. Yeah. I'm a big raspberry jelly guy myself.
Peanut butter, raspberry, and banana sandwiches, because, you know, hark back to the king, man. You love them, peanut butter, banana sandwiches.
Do you like doing the whole grain bread? Do you like doing white bread, wheat bread?
Not white bread. Well, if you know what white bread's made out of, I'd like to thank Exxon for inventing it. I like bread that's still got like chunks of seeds in it too. I just any bread that when hippies can build a house out of it, that's the bread I'll have.
All right,
that's my kind of bread too.
So guys, Thursday, who's coming Thursday? Anybody coming Thursday?
You know what? My wife and I were talking about going to Seattle, but since you're going to be in Tacoma and we like that, is Tacoma Comedy Club?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
There's a theater. I'll have Erica get a hold of you guys and put you on the list for Thursday.
That'd be great.
Sweet. Can I get one for my wife, too?
Yeah. I'll put you guys in for four people.
All right. Thank you so much, man. We'll be seeing you Thursday in Tacoma, and then you got Friday in Seattle. Back-to-back shows. It's Christopher Titus on 89.9 KGRG The Buzz. Thank you so much for calling in, man.
Thanks, guys. Bye.